one with Korean pop music. I'm kind of curious if anyone wants to tell me what they thought of Korean pop. But we were amused with it.
Don't if you actually were able to listen to it.
Oh, yeah, if you didn't just breeze right through it. Anyway, we got a comment from Miss Kim Beaver that says, "This week's show art made me throw up my Cheerios." Oh, my God.
Throw up my Cheerios.
Oh, my God, what is this, the BFO? Now I'm confused.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, my God.
Throw up my Cheerios. Oh, my God.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 912 of the BFO for Friday, the 29th of July, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I've got four words that every youth on the face of the earth needs to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem. Gussie, y'all, with the playing of the Bulgarian national anthem, y'all, you know that that means it is the last show of the month. Y'all can't believe it. I just can't believe it. So y'all remember. Remember when you wake up Monday morning to give it the old rabbit. Because, you know, we need all the luck we can get, y'all. We need all the luck we can get. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, the horror meeting went, it was endless. It was just endless on Wednesday night. But, y'all, we had some pizza pie. And, y'all, they had some delicious breadsticks with that. There was a coupon involved. So, you know, that's always a good thing. And, y'all, I'm telling you, something happened. Something happened on Thursday that, y'all, I just couldn't believe. I couldn't believe it, y'all. I'm going to go over here to the BFO because, y'all, it is there for you to see. And, y'all, if you'll go over to the comments at the BFO, y'all, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Y'all, you know, I said that I was going to call the listeners of the BFO Bulgarians. And, you know, it seemed appropriate. And y'all, there was the first comment over there was from that Kim Beaver, and y'all, she says, "Bulgarians, how very dare you? This fucking offensive bitch. This is fucking offensive, bitch. I am not a Bulgarian, and now I have my panties in a cunt." Grr. Y'all, I don't have any idea why that Kim Beaver, y'all would be get so upset. I just couldn't believe it. And y'all, then it came to me. So y'all, will you please stand for the national anthem of the Faroe Islands?
Thank you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I figured it out. Kim. Beva? Y'all, she's been getting ready for the national holiday of Olavsoka. Y'all, it's today. It is today, the 29th, y'all, and it commemorates the death of St. Olaf. And there are celebrations being held over there in Torsvann, where she lives and works at the fish cannery. Y'all, they start on the evening of the 28th, and y'all, you know they go through the 31st. So, you know, y'all, she will be getting her Torsvann van on. Big Freddy, please! The official celebration starts on the 29th with the opening of the Ferozi Parliament, a custom which dates back some 900 years, and this begins with a service held at the Torsvann Cathedral. All members of Parliament, as well as civil and church officials, walk to the cathedral in a procession. Y'all, all of the parish ministers take turns giving sermons, and after the service, the procession returns to the parliament for the opening ceremony. Other celebrations are marked by different kinds of sports competitions and rowing competition in the Torsvann Harbor. And y'all, you know the lesbians, they love a good rowing competition. The rowing competitions are the most popular, as well as art galleries, art exhibitions, pop concerts, and y'all, the famous Ferozi dance. The celebrations have many facets, and only a few are mentioned here. People are also marking the occasion by wearing the national Ferozi dress. And y'all, I can only hope that Miss Beaver puts up a video about the famous Ferozi dance and a picture of her in her national Ferozi dress. Big Fatty, it sounds lovely. So y'all, I am sure she was just overwhelmed with preparation and getting to that. And y'all, you've got to be careful. You've got to be careful with the ladies, y'all. And y'all, let me just say, Miss Kathy Bacon out there in the South Dakotas, y'all, she's gone batshit crazy. She is so excited that everybody's coming up with names for the BFO listeners. And y'all, that Mexican had him. Y'all, he said that everybody should be vulgarians of the Baco Nation. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know. It's Mexican. So anyway. But y'all, if you've got suggestions, just let Big Fatty know. Just let Big Fatty know, and we'll move forward. Yes, Big Fatty, please do that now. Y'all, by the way, you know, I said on yesterday's Literally Show, yeah, there was something else about Las Vegas that I wanted to remind you about, and y'all, I couldn't remember what it was, and y'all, then I started getting these instant letters from the old gal out there in the Walnut Hills, and y'all, it came to me as if in a dream, and y'all, we've got to get this schedule going so the old gal can start working on the interstitials. What's that, McCready? Interstitials, you ask? Well, here, let me just give you an example of what an interstitial for Pride 48 is. Yes, McFatty, please, maybe two.
I am and shall ever be your Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. You just suffered through another edition of Big Fatty Online. But coming up next is Without Smearing My Eyeliner, live on Pride 48. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. You just heard Big Fatty Online. I'm sorry about that. And coming up next is Ramble Redhead, live on Pride 48.
Big Fatty, it takes the old gal nearly a month to get those done, y'all. This is hard work, because, y'all, she is a perfectionist. She is a perfectionist. And, y'all, you hear her every hour on the hour. And, y'all, it just takes a while for her to get this. So we got to get this going. So the old gal, y'all, I don't even know if the old gal's signed up to do it again this year. I just don't know. You know, she's got two children now. And y'all, there are scorpions in the house. So I don't know if she'll be doing it or not. Y'all, I'm not one of the suits when it comes to this. So y'all, I don't know. I just don't know. Yes, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Freddie in Austin. Your Big Fatty Online app available on the iTunes Store now for free is well worth the price I paid for it. It makes leaving voice messages for you easy and affordable. In fact, it's so easy I might do this more often. But probably not.
How dare you? Y'all, that is Puff Freddy. And y'all, you know, I told you that he had downloaded the BFO app onto his absorbent iPad. And y'all, you can see how easy it is to use. Yes, Big Freddy, it's just lovely. And y'all, you know, isn't that just like him? Just like him. By the way, y'all, I know that the number one fan of the BFO, Joe in Dallas, for 2011, and that Bjorn, I know they're both in Dallas. I don't know how far Austin is from Dallas, but I know that Mr. Michael Brandon this weekend is going to be performing in Dallas. And so if any of the BFO listeners want to go see Mr. Michael Brandon, go on over there and just say, "Hey, Big Freddy sent me." And y'all, he'll know exactly who you're talking about. Big Freddy, that is vulgar. But I'd kind of like to see Monster.
Hey, Fat Bacon. I just wanted to ask you, if sometimes I listen to the shows and I, like, daydream. So I was just wondering, it just dawned on me that we were buying a new mattress. Did that happen? Or did I get you confused with another show? Second question or comment, I agree on the Big Brother, and I can't remember what the second thing was, so I just made that one up, but I still agree. Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm telling you, the batshit crazies has taken the lead again in the naming of the listeners to the BFO. Y'all, that's Miss Kathy Bacon, as you all know, and Miss Bacon, I am indeed in the market, as they say, for a new mattress, but I have not gotten that yet. I was kind of hoping that Miss Kitty would say, "Break ready, come on, I'll help you find a good mattress." But y'all, that didn't happen. So anyway, but y'all, then Miss Bacon has already called back. Yes, Big Freddy.
I just saw the craziest thing driving down the street, but don't play this on the show.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, once again, Miss Bacon. Oh, I've got something I need to tell you, Big Freddy. I'm gonna call up your show, but don't play it on the show. Oh dear, maybe I'll call the listeners of the BFO the hang-ups. Y'all just thought of that one. Big Freddy, we know it was stupid. Y'all, when this next call came in, I just about began touching myself inappropriately. Because, y'all, it is, well, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but yes, Big Freddy, who's playing so we can touch ourselves inappropriately.
Hello, Big Freddy. It's Friday from the future. Hey, buddy. Calling you from the coal mine, so I gotta be a little bit secret here. This is your international boyfriend from living in the Southern Hemisphere, not to be confused with your international boyfriend in the UK, or your imaginary domestic boyfriend that you made up to get me and your international boyfriend in the UK in a little bit of a bitch fight. Anyways, you're the best, buddy. I haven't called you for a long time. Probably haven't talked to you since you put your nut on my bed in the Star Trek plate room. And again, I'd like to thank Larry Cly for pointing out the plate collection to me. And God bless Gary Barlow. I'll see you, buddy. Bye.
did. Y'all, I better be quiet, because he's in the coal mine. Gotta be quiet. Gotta be quiet in the coal mine. Gotta be quiet in the coal mine. Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, did he say Gary Barlow? I don't know. Y'all, you know, straight Bob is soft-spoken, y'all. Soft-spoken, that's why we're such a good combination, y'all. You know, opposites attract. Big Fatty, gentlemen callers, big mouth, straight Bob, ladies man, and soft-spoken. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. And y'all, speaking of my domestic straight boyfriend, y'all, he was supposed to be sending me something in the mail, but it hadn't come yet. So anyway, I guess I should be on the lookout for that over the weekend. Y'all, speaking of the weekend, my mother sent me a good one, and I want to end out the week with this. And then I've got those four words that all children, and according to Big Fatty, four words all children across the world need to hear every day. But y'all, here we go. This is called the green thing. In the line at the stove, the cashier told an older woman that she should bring her own grocery bags because plastic bags weren't good for the environment. The woman apologized to him and explained, "We didn't have the green thing back in my day." The clerk responded, "Well, that's our problem today. Your generation did not care enough to save our environment." He was right. Our generation didn't have the green thing in its day. Back then, we returned milk bottles, soda bottles, and beer bottles to the store. The store sent them back to the plant to be washed and sterilized and refilled, so it could use the same bottles over and over, so they really were recycled. But we didn't have the green thing back in our day. We walked upstairs because we didn't have an escalator in every store and office building. We walked to the grocery store and didn't climb into a 300-horsepower machine every time we had to go two blocks. But she was right. We didn't have the green thing in our day. Back then, we washed our babies' diapers because we didn't have the throwaway kind. We dried clothes on a line, not in an energy goblin machine burning up 220 volts. Wind and solar power really did dry the clothes. Kids got hand-me-down clothes from their brothers or sisters, and not always brand new clothing. But that old lady is right. We didn't have the green thing back in our day. Back then, we had one TV or radio in the house, not a TV in every room, and the TV had a small screen, the size of a handkerchief, not the size of the state of Montana. In the kitchen, we blended and stirred by hand because we didn't have electric machines to do everything for us. When we packaged a fragile item to send in the mail, we used a wadded-up old newspaper to cushion it, not styrofoam or plastic bubble wrap. Back then, we didn't fire up an engine and burn gasoline just to cut the lawn. No, we used a push mower that ran on human power. We exercised by working, so we didn't need to go to the health club to run on treadmills that operate on electricity. But she's right, we didn't have that green thing back then. We drank from a fountain when we were thirsty instead of using a cup or plastic bottle every time we had a drink of water. We refilled writing pen. Oh, dear, I see. We refilled writing pens with ink instead of buying a new pen, and we replaced razor blades in a razor instead of throwing away the whole razor just because the blade got dull. But we didn't have the green thing back then. Back then, people took the streetcar or a bus, and kids rode their bikes to school or walked instead of turning their moms into a 24-hour taxi service. We had one electrical outlet in a room and not an entire bank of sockets to power a dozen appliances. We didn't need a computerized gadget to receive a signal beam from satellites 2,000 miles out in space. But isn't it sad the current generation laments on how wasteful we old folks were just because we didn't have a green thing?
Oh my God.
Throw up my Cheerio.
Oh dear gosh, Big Fatty, you forgot to say the four words!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.